السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب العالمين
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة عبده وابن عبده وابن أمته ومن لاقنا به طرفة عين عن رحمته وأصلي وأسلم على الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المسداة محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وجنده وحزبه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك ومنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألها وما أنتم بمعجزين في الأرض. In the name of Allah, most graceful, most merciful, I bear witness there is no God worthy of worship except Allah the Almighty. I bear witness that Allah the Almighty, He sent us the prophets and messengers, and I bear witness that the final prophet and the seal of prophethood was Muhammad, is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His salawat, His peace and blessing upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And upon the wives of Muhammad, and upon the companions of Muhammad, and upon the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful Jum'ah to make us among the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask Allah the Almighty to resurrect us with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to make us meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Allahumma ameen. Say ameen everybody. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, in different part of the Qur'an, He made certain declarations. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made declarations, He wants everybody to pay attention and everybody to lend an ear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. One of the most beautiful declarations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says specifically, Allah in this declaration, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to us, and all people coming to us, and from us or after us, وإذ تأذن ربك. When your Lord proclaim, when your Lord is about to declare something very important, if you are grateful, I will indeed give you more. Guess who's talking? Allah the Almighty, He is the one who's talking. He's telling us, if you are grateful to me, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will indeed increase you. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ, and if you are ungrateful, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the verb kafara, which is similar to somebody who unbelieve, but somebody who denies the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surely my punishment is severe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it came to being grateful, He said, I'll increase you. But when it came to punishment, out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being ungrateful, He didn't say, I will punish you. He said, no, be aware, be mindful that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Is severe. This is a blessing. By itself, this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to talk to us in that way. For us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be grateful. And He wants us to stay away from being ungrateful. Why is that? Because we cannot count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In two ayahs, one ayah in Surah Ibrahim and one ayah in Surah Al-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. And if you count, if you try to count Allah's blessing, you would never be able to number them, to count them. Indeed, mankind is truly unfair, totally ungrateful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you tried to count Allah's blessing, you would never be able to number them. Surely Allah is all forgiven, Allah is most merciful. Two ayahs, very similar meanings, and very important to pay attention to these ayahs, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ending the ayah some harsh way and some other ayah in very soft, very merciful way. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran did not come like this random. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending this for a specific reason and specific ideas why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending this. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ نِعْمَةَ. He used singular, one blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many blessings upon us. We wouldn't be able to walk, to breathe, to do anything without the mercy and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةً. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use it as a singular, not a plural? He didn't say ni'am, He said an'am, He said a singular, ni'mah. Because one ni'mah, we can use it for so many things. And we can do with it a lot of things. That's number one. Second of all, one ni'mah, we won't be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to one ni'mah. And there is a story, it's a hadith, even though some of the scholars, they say it's a weak hadith, but it's worth mentioning. A man from Bani Israel, who used to be very righteous and a great worshiper, who worshiped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so many years. In the day of judgment, he goes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say to that person, admit him to Jannah, talking to the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, admit him to Jannah by my mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about His mercy. Admit this person to Jannah by my mercy. Then the man, the worshiper, the righteous man, he would say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, bi'amali, by my deeds. I've done a lot of good deeds. I spent all my life on this earth worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshiping you, Ya Allah. Why don't you take me to Jannah by my deeds? Then guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَحْصُوا عَلَيْهِ نِعْمَةَ الْبَصَرِ. Then start counting what have he done to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only for the blessings, only for the ni'mah of sight, only for the ni'mah of being able to see. And they start counting how much he has done to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. That wasn't enough. Then when he realized whatever he has done all his life, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one blessing, and he thought and he was ready to understand that, you know what, whatever we do, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not enough. He said, Ya Allah, bi rahmatik, oh Allah, just stop. Take me to Jannah by your mercy. And this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said to the Sahaba, that no one will enter Jannah by their what? By their deeds, by their action. And they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even you, O Messenger of Allah, even you, he said, وَلَا أَنَا إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدِنِ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. Unless that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide to shower me with His mercy. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking about himself. Now, the issue I think we face is how do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What does it mean to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described those who are thankful to Him or grateful to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to Sulaiman alayhi, Sudawood alayhi salam, and he said, اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. O family of Dawood, work gratefully. When you work, when you do deeds, work gratefully to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a few of my servants are grateful. So what does it mean to be shakur? And how can we be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First and foremost, in Islam, there are two concepts that are very important that we have to understand importantly. Number one is alhamd, and number two is ash-shukr. First of all, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking or being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because shukr, the best translated for it, is not thanks or thanking or thankful. It's more grateful. Because if I want to look at the dictionary and look what does it mean to be thankful and what does it mean to be grateful, in any dictionary if you open, you will see that thankful is to be aware of a benefit received. That if somebody did something good to you, and when you are aware of that, you are thankful. But when you appreciate what other has done to you of benefit, now you're being grateful. When we deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to be thankful and we have to be grateful. And that's what we call shukr. And on the other side, there is something called hamd. And we do that a lot of the times a day. At least we do it more than 70 times every single day when we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise to Allah, the Lord of the world. What does it mean, alhamd, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You praise somebody without them doing anything toward you. What does that mean? That we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His qualities, for His inner qualities. But we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is more specific for what he has done to us. And if we want to create example with somebody, a person, when somebody does something to you, you don't praise them, you thank them. But when somebody has a good quality, you praise these qualities. This is the difference between hamd and shukr. But hamd, you do it with your mind, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these all good qualities. But you also do it by your tongue when you say alhamdulillah, when you remember Allah. How about shukr? How can be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Grateful require a few things, number one. And Ibn al-Qayyim, rahmatullahi alayhi, says something very beautiful about shukr when he's talking about thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessing in his book, Madaraj al-Salikin. When he said, being grateful for the blessing of Allah is to reflect this blessing. This blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be reflected upon your tongue. That when you talk, when you say something, you show the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we can show the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our tongues. Number one, we are always thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say alhamdulillah. We say many things like that, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has done to us. Number two, he said, and you need to see the reflection of the ni'mah, of the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. And this is sometimes something very difficult and sometimes this is something very easy. What does that mean? To be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within your heart. That when something good happened toward you, you know that this could have happened without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not command that, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not order that, this would not have happened. And everything else, it only means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for you to receive the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you cannot think sometimes in our job, when my boss is so nice to me, or sometimes and when I see somebody who's so nice to me, and I thank that person only, without thinking what happened is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be an issue there. But first and foremost, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with something, when we see the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, we say in our heart, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and could not have happened without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, Ibn al-Qayyim says, then you have to show the reflection of the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into your actions. What are you doing when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with so many things and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you so many things? How are you using what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given you to make action that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is really, really important. When the scholars, later on, they talk about the three parts of shukr, they say, number one, you need to be grateful in your heart. And then number two, you need to be grateful with your tongue. And number three, you need to be grateful with your action. What you do, you should make sure it's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gave us the opportunity, when we commit sins, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us opportunity after opportunity to live, to ask Him for forgiveness, what do we call that? We call that ni'mah. That's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for that. And even some of the scholars, they said they went even more deep, and they said, being able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, requires that you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more. Shukrullah yastawjib shukr. Being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the ability inside you to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave you this ability to thank Him and to be grateful to Him. And then something very important, when I talked about the means, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used certain means to send favor upon us, we should not neglect these means and ignore these means. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in an important hadith, he said, "La yashkurullah man la yashkur an-nas." He who does not thank people, the people, is not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you certain means, He gives you somebody, good spouse, or gives you a good boss, or give you good children, be thankful and grateful to all those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them also. First of all, we're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know this could not happen without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we are grateful and thankful to those people who are around us. Brothers and sisters, if we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongues, our hearts, our actions, what are the benefits? What are we going to benefit from all that? There are many benefits of being thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us. And there is a beautiful hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ آوَاهُ اللَّهُ فِي كَنَفِهِ وَسَتَرَ عَلَيْهِ بِرَحْمَتِهِ وَأَدْخَلَهُ فِي مَحَبَّتِهِ. That's the three things that if you do these three things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you with His protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover you with His mercy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter you into His loved ones. وَأَدْخَلَهُ فِي مَحَبَّتِهِ. Then the Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, مَا هُنْ, what are you talking about? What are these three things? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرْ. When a person is given, this person will thank, will be grateful. And grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and grateful to everything around us. And this is an important quality that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be near us. Second of all, when we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned in the first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you. And the opposite, and exactly the opposite. Imagine if you are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you, because He said, وَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, and if you deny the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And number three, this is exactly what I'm talking about right now, it's being grateful prevents punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prevent us being in a trial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish you if you are grateful and faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah wants us to be grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to be among ash-shakirin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. And not a lot of my servants are grateful. We might be thankful. We might be conscious of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the benefits that we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But brothers and sisters, this is not enough. I cannot be just conscious of that and have it in my mind. I need to act upon it. If I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy to be great, for us to be grateful toward, then we have to act upon that. We have to say it out loud and clear, and we have to act upon it to our actions. We have to make sure that what we do is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we stay from anything that's not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, as believers, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a beautiful hadith described the status of us as believers when he said, what a wonderful is the situation of the believer. When something good happened toward us, we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When something bad happened upon us, we are patient. We are waiting for the faraj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the difficulties. And this is how she should be as believers. For number one, we always hamidin. We always praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of his own qualities that he has within him. And number two, we are shakirin. We always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And we cannot walk every step that we take, every second that we live, we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that. The clothes that we're wearing, the food that we ate today or yesterday, and everything that we are doing, it's a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And if you think about it, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need that from us? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs our us be, to be grateful? Or he wants us to be grateful for our own benefit? It's our own benefit that we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be among his servant who are shakirin, who are a few, but we all can be that. We all can be those of you who are always thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, we're going to make dua inshallah shifa to a few brothers and sisters and dua maghfira to a few brothers and sisters. Brother Labouri Saba and brother Muhammad Rafi and brother Tahsin Ashiq and brother Haq Nawaz and Ali Lakani and brother Abdul Hayy and sister Amina. Please, we make dua shifa for them and we'll make dua maghfira toward the following people: Dr. Waleed, brother Amr and brother Qasim and brother Abdul Ali and sister Faiqa and sister Hasna, inshallah. Allahumma shi mardana, Allahumma arham mawtana, Allahumma akhtim bi salihati a'malana. Inshallah, we are going to pray salah janazah to sister Faiqa Adam Bushnaq, inshallah, after salah, and the burial will be in Forest Lane, inshallah, today, inshallah ta'ala. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأزواجنا وذرياتنا ولأهلينا ولأصحابنا ولطلبتنا ولمعلمينا ولمن أوصانا واستوصانا بدعاء الخير ولمن له حق علينا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم كن معهم. اللهم احفظهم. اللهم وفقهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على آلائه ونعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Inshallah, pray Salat al-Janazah for Sister Faiqa. Inshallah, if we can have the family member, inshallah, come to the front. Jazakumullah khair. Pray Janazah, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Family members, Jazakumullah khair. Salat al-Janazah is 4 takbirat, inshallah. After the first takbirah, you recite Dua al-Istiftah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اور سوره الفاتحه and inshallah second takbira is salat al-ibrahimiyya اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد and third takbira اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا or any dua that you know inshallah and fourth takbira will make salam to the right and the left جزاكم الله خير. We can wait for them if you sure we can wait for the family member if they're going to walk from the back inshallah please open for them جزاكم الله خير. Inshallah, we'll start, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وعافها واعف عنها وأكرم نزلها واسع مدخلها واغسلها بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقيها من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم ابدلها دارا خيرا من دارها وأهلا خيرا من أهلها وجيرانا خيرا من جيرانها. اللهم جازها بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وإنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحييه على الإيمان ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإسلام. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرها ولا تفتنا بعدها واغفر لنا ولها جزاكم الخير والسلام عليكم. صلاة الجنازة will be in Lane Forest إن شاء الله if you are planning to go. جزاكم الله خير and may Allah bless you. السلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just a reminder of the Winter Carnival next Friday. Pick up your flyers from the booth outside. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
If you are double parked, please make sure you move your car, inshallah, right away. Jazakum al khair. If you're double parked, Jazakum al khair.
Just a reminder, if you have a park, please move your car. Jazakallah khair.